Chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. This can be found on the Church Bibles on page 1023. Mark chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Rosemary, very much indeed. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And a very happy Easter to you. Thank you, three of you. That's wonderful. Well, as Tim said earlier, my name is Paul. I'm the vicar here, and that's quite important for the little story I want to tell you. As Tim said yesterday, part of our Easter weekend was going out, a few of us, into the village and to offer people Easter eggs, and where people wanted it to be have something prayed for or whatever it might have been. And Tim thought it would be very good if, as the vicar, I went with my wife Jackie to the local shops. And so we went into the local shops and we gave everybody an egg and we just said thank you to our traders in Clifton for all you do to make the village what it is. Because if it wasn't for our shops, Clifton would be a very different place. So about the 34th shop, the chap looked at me and he said, "Well, it's funny you should be in here." I said, "Oh." He said, "Because yesterday we had the vicar in here." "Oh," I said. "Yes," he said. "Oh, she was absolutely lovely." "Oh," I said. "Yes," said the shopkeeper. "And the funny thing is, she's only taken over there at Christchurch in the last few months." "Oh," I said. "Yes," he said. "She's wonderful." I said, "Well, who is she? What's her name?" And he said, "Oh, it's on the tip of my... Garfitt." "Where's Jill? Where is Jill? Stand up, Jill." Turn around. So that is Jill. For those who are visitors today, Jill was ordained by Bishop Mike in November. And particularly if you're a visitor here today and you don't like the service and you've got a complaint, see Jill. Wonderful. Now, again, if you're a visitor to Christchurch, you may have come from other churches, which is wonderful. And we hope one thing you'll do this Easter time is take our love back to your home churches, to them. But one of our traditions, all churches have different traditions. And at Christchurch, we call our festivals festivals because we like to have fun. Yes, we do. And one of the things we like to do at Easter is the ancient sport of church volleyball. And Neil and Robin, very kindly, are going to get our volleyballs from the side chapel. And they're going to bring them out. Okay, fantastic. So who would like to be the red side? Okay, out here. That's the red side. So this is going to be the yellow side. Now, this is a game of church volleyball for the whole church family. Each side, you have to have an alternative hit into the side aisle. And the side aisle, the next hit, has to come back into the main aisle. And then it goes back. It's very simple, And it's a lot easier than it sounds. And the team that wins is whoever gets the volleyball right to the back, on whichever side, it doesn't really matter, going alternately between main aisle and side aisle. Is that all clear? Wonderful. So, Shaquille, actually, can you hop back on drums? Because we're going to need a bit of a drum roll. I think we ought to have a... Isn't Shaquille looking smart today? Fantastic. So I'll need another drum roll a little bit later, but let's have a drum roll to begin the Easter Church Volleyball Challenge. Anybody who stands up is disqualified. So here we go. Okay, Shaquille, quick roll of the drums, and then we'll release the volleyballs. Oh. Let the side aisles play too. Oh! Did I explain the direction was that way? Oh, well done. Oh, Nelly. Okay, the yellows have won. Nelly. Nelly and Pat, bring them back to the front. Bring them back to the front. Thank you. Okay, stop playing now. Oh, there we go. Wonderful. So, many congratulations to the yellow team. I'm not sure we did the risk assessment quite as well as we could have done. You might have seen Nelly, our seniors minister, nearly take out an entire pram in her desperation to get the yellow ball to the back. Neil, can I just give you that one to hold for a moment? I was doing a bit of... Tim mentioned doing market research earlier. I was doing a bit of market research with our children as they came in, and I just said to our children, when I say the word Easter, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Anybody can guess the first thing that was said to me? Chocolate. How predictable it was. And chocolate appeared again and again and again, along with eggs and new lambs and Easter crackers and football and an Easter wreath and flowers and holidays and the Easter bunny and one young child who obviously keeps up with the news, the National Trust. Well, I'm sure some of you went to the National Trust or took part in their great brackets Easter egg challenge. But the funny thing about Easter, it's a bit like Christmas, isn't it? Easter can get inflated. And we sort of inflate Easter with all sorts of other things. We pack Easter out with our holidays, our celebrations, our lambs, our lovely little bunnies. And sometimes we actually need just very simply to remember what is at the heart of Easter. So, I'm actually going to call, they don't know this, but John T., my son, and Andrew, my son-in-law, could you come and help me, please? Now, children, I need you again at the front. Okay, chaps, if you hold the balloon, you're going to have to hold it firmly, one side, like that. That's great. Hold it up, and take the strain, move your hands, that's not going to be safe. Okay, now, come more central. Okay, now, children, come very quickly and sit down. Now, I want you to watch the balloon. Maybe not directly underneath. Laura has already worked out what's about to happen. Now, in a moment, we will have a drum roll. But sometimes, with all the inflation of the Christian story and all the other things that our society has made it, we need to burst the bubble a little bit. So I thought, now, Jackie said, I've got a lovely thing. I've got a great big pin to burst the bubble this morning. Some children are already moving away, but I thought that might be a little bit tame. So I'm just going to see if I can use something else. And we'll definitely need a drum roll for this. Yes. Sian. Sian's our church warden. Did you complete the risk assessment and send it off? Now, this is actually a genuine samurai sword. The blade is... Don't look, Ruthie, that's the way. The blade is a few hundred years old, so it may have been used for other things than balloons. The handle is a bit recent. It was actually given to Jackie's father in 1945 in a big surrender ceremony out in Japan. And it's mainly used in our family to cut wedding cakes, Jonty and Rachel, Andrew and Rebecca. And I've asked them to hold it because I could only get the insurance for family members, not for anybody else. So, hold it nice and high. Children, you need to watch the balloon. Even if you're covering your ears, watch the balloon. Everybody, watch the balloon carefully. Drum roll. Thank you. Jonty, why don't you put that back in its scabbard? What fell out? Let me see. I don't know how many people saw when we were playing church volleyball that inside the balloons there was a cross. And you know, for lots of people in your schools, lots of friends of your mums and dads, lots of people that we all know, maybe here in Clifton or Bristol or somewhere else in the country entirely, they don't see the cross because of everything that has inflated Easter. And our work as a church and our work as followers of Jesus is to find ways of making sure that the cross is the very center of Easter. We hope that everybody here knows that. We hope that this Easter celebration will encourage and empower every one of you to be able to remind people at work, in community, in family, of what lies at the very heart of Easter. Very gently, far more gently than I did, perhaps, just to deflate or prick the inflated idea that people have of what Easter's about, and to remind them that what it's really about is a God whose response to a broken world was himself to be broken on the cross. We'd love, given that we have so many wonderful guests here, and we're so glad to have you with us, that on the way out, we'll just give you a little booklet. It's just called One Friday, and it's a beautiful, creative reimagining of the Easter story. If you don't know that the cross is the heart of Easter, we pray that booklet will really help you to think about it more this Easter time. And if you already know that the real heart of Easter is the cross, we just encourage you to give it to somebody else after praying about it. So let's bow our heads to pray before Tim leads us on in our gathering this morning. However old or how young we are, perhaps we can each think of something that has got in the way of us seeing the cross for what it is. Some way in which we have inflated the Easter story and made it something else. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fun of Easter. We thank you for baby lambs and chocolate and eggs. We even thank you for the National Trust. But we pray, why? Don't say why. One of the children asking me why. I'll tell you later. But Father, we pray above all things that we may know that the cross is the heart of Easter. And that Easter is really all about the fact that you love us and everyone so much that you came to give your life for us. Help that to be the very center of our Easter and the very center of the way we live. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen. Thank you all very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.